Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
If this is political, I don't want to do it.
Well, this is about forest industries and forestry initiatives. We would love to hear your opinion about that.
The biggest issue facing the state.
Okay, thank you very much.
It was the
most important or the biggest issue for you that the state of Minnesota is currently facing?
I would say the schools are not teaching properly.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
I honestly don't think there's environmental issues.
Okay, thank you. And what is the most important pressing what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I don't know, maybe pollution.
Pollution. And is that for water, air?
Yeah, or lake. Water pollution.
Water. Thank you. And using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following in Minnesota industries? Mining?
No clue.
Forest products?
I don't know.
Just going by observation?
I don't even know what that means. Like paper mills or?
Yes, correct.
And how are they doing with pollution? I forgot the question.
Yes, how would you rate the environmental performance of forest products?
7.
Well, we're using the scale excellent, good, just fair, or poor.
Oh. Good.
Thank you. What about refining?
Resigning?
Refining.
What?
Refining.
Oh.
R-E-S-I-N-I-N-I.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Thank you. And electric utilities?
Good.
Agriculture and farming?
Good.
Medical manufacturing?
What's the next one up from good? Excellent or?
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies or groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? U.S. Forest Service. We're using the same scale, by the way. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Excellent.
Forest and Timber Industries?
Oh, I don't even know. I'll say good.
Okay, thank you. Environmental groups?
Well, they're kind of annoying, so I'm going to say poor.
And county land departments?
How would I know that? I have no clue. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. We can move on. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Very important.
And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Yeah. You know, a lot of this stuff you got to do research on. I have no...
Just going by observation, it's just an opinion. There's no right or wrong answer.
I'll say same as what's harvested.
Thank you very much. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
I think more.
Thank you. And do you think that there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? I'm sorry, you cut off. What was that?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
I'm going to say negative.
Thank you. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No.
And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Is this a yes or no?
Yes, it's a yes or no.
I say no.
Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
A good idea. Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
And do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Did you say whole trees?
Whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or electricity.
No.
Thank you. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
No.
And do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
Thank you very much. Before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Significant.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Wow, that's a tough one. Every industry has a problem getting them. So I'm going to say no.
Is that no support or no oppose?
No support.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Knowing this, would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries?
So where's the investment coming from?
It said that it is, Wisconsin uses it as a tax, let's see.
Out of their taxes? Like that's
yeah.
That's exactly what the other question was about.
Yes, well, it just says that it is making an investment of $8 million for its forest industry's workforce.
Okay, so it's making it. Okay, so I'm good with an investment. So I'll say yes.
And that's a yes support or yes oppose?
Yeah, support.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Yes.
Is that a yes support or yes oppose?
Okay, so now I will say support or oppose. So I support that one.
Okay, thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Do you support or oppose it?
Support.
Thank you. Now work with partners who address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
I'm not sure I understand this question. Would you repeat it?
Yes. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Stay opposed.
Okay, thank you. And finally, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you. Now, finally, just these last few questions are about you and your household, but it is just for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
College. Yeah.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. And how would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or $100,000 plus?
$75,000 to $100,000.
Thank you. Do you consider your political views liberal / progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. Now, in which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, or are you retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Retired.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
You know,
have a wonderful day. Goodbye. Okay.